Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Alpha Girl Confidence Podcast. This is episode 195, and I'm your host, Shay Haddo. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the biggest mistakes that parents make pre-game, during games, and post-game that hurt your daughter's confidence. So I've learned all of these mistakes from yours truly, my parents, right? They know now what they have done, but at the time, they didn't know. And sometimes it's hard as a parent to know what to say, how to say it, what not to do, what to do. And so in this episode, we're going to go deep into what not to do and what actually to do in those three phases, pregame, in-game, and postgame, to help your daughter's confidence. But before we get into all of that good stuff, I want to share with you the huge announcement that we made this week. So this week, we just opened our brand new private membership community, the Alpha Empowerment Circle. So this membership community is a safe space for parents and athletes to go to educate, empower, and provide an accepting community through every step of her journey as she's building confidence. So I'm not going to share too much on here, but you can check out more in the link in the show notes below. But I'm so excited for this. We're welcoming our founding members this week. So if you want to learn more about it, click the link in the show notes below. This membership is going to be packed with education, where we have weekly, three times monthly coaching calls with the athletes and you, the parent. There's going to be exclusive content. We've built out this really awesome community platform where you don't have to be all distracted on social media, no more Facebook groups, none of that kind of stuff. So I'm super excited about this. I've been building it for this whole year and it's finally here. So again, check it out if you want to become a founding member, in the show notes below. All right, so let's get into the goods of today's episode. So first off, let's talk about pregame. So one of the biggest mistakes that I see parents making pregame, and my dad was a huge guilty party of doing this, is that you talk about the game too much. You talk about where your daughter needs to be on the field or the court. You talk about what she needs to focus on, how she needs to play. I don't care what it is, but you just talk about the game too much. And we'll kind of disclaimer this. Some players do like their parents to talk with them about the game. Some do. But in my opinion, most don't. I didn't. And so what I would suggest you do is, number one, ask your daughter, hey, do you want to talk about the game before? If she says yes, then let her lead the conversation. If she says no, then turn on some jams and let her do her thing. Another thing too with not talking about the game is it allows her to kind of go through and implement, you know, some different pregame routine stuff. We had an episode, I think it was two weeks ago. We had an episode 2 weeks ago called Getting in the Zone for Tournament Season, where I talked about some pregame stuff that she can implement. So by not talking about the game, it allows her to actually go through and go through these things herself so that she can get in the zone and get ready mentally for the game. So stop talking about the game before the game. It only adds more pressure and anxiety. And I'm not saying that just because I felt that way, but I've asked the girls that I work with, how do you feel when your parents talk to you about the game before the game? They said, I feel more pressure. I feel more anxiety. So I encourage you to have the conversation with your daughter and see what she likes, what she doesn't like as far as that goes. Okay, so that's pregame. Number two, in-game. All right, this is a big one. We're going to go through a few different mistakes on in-game. The biggest mistakes I see parents making in-game is negatively reacting to her making a mistake, right? So I'm sure everyone's guilty of this, where maybe your daughter makes a terrible pass or she just does something totally, you're like, what the heck? And you put your hands on your face, you start pacing, you yell something, you do something to show her that, hey, that mistake was not okay, right? Because so often, especially for younger players, as soon as they make a mistake, what do? They look over at you and see how you're reacting. So if every single time she makes a mistake, you get mad, and I'm not saying like yelling, but I'm saying your body language looks negative, she's going to attribute, when I make a mistake, I upset my mom, I upset my dad. So be super, super aware of your body language. When your daughter makes a mistake, don't do anything or say, good job for trying, but like really be aware of what you're doing with your body after she makes a mistake, because she does notice probably more than you do. So that's the first thing, is after making a mistake, body language is a huge thing. All right. The second thing with in-game is shouting random commands. Run, boot it, send it, shoot. Do not do that. For the love of all that's holy, please stop shouting these random commands during the game. Why? Because when you shout, run, shoot it, all these things, she's listening to you and she's not listening to herself or her coach. So how is she supposed to shoot it if she's getting yelled at from the sidelines to shoot it? Imagine, all right, let's do this. Imagine you're at work, all right, and you're typing out an email, and all of a sudden your daughter comes in and she yells, type faster. Is that going to help you? No, probably not. You're like, what the heck? You're going to be all distracted. So put yourself in her shoes, you yelling those things, that doesn't help her. Just like her coming into your office and telling you to type faster or think smarter, that's not going to help you either. So stop yelling those commands, because number one, it stresses her out. It can be confusing and it gets her kind of distracted from what she's actually trying to do. All right, and then the third one, and this is also a big one, is that when your daughter's team is down or it's coming down to the last minutes, don't get all stressed out. So don't get stressed out in your voice and don't get stressed out in your body language. Because as soon as, like, I remember playing and there's, let's say, like, we were down a goal, we had like 2 minutes left, and all of a sudden the parents, you could feel the tension. They're, come on guys, come on, we only have 2 minutes. And they're yelling things and you could just see they're all tense. What does that do to the players? We get all tense too. So when it's down to the wire, chill out. If you want your daughter to just play and chill out and not feel all this pressure, you got to chill out. Because I know it may be hard to believe, but the players on the field can sense the energy of the parents on the sideline. So as soon as you start getting all nervous and biting your nails and yelling that there's only 2 minutes left, then your daughter's going to get all uptight. She's going to fear making mistakes. She's going to just freeze. So that's a huge thing, is when it's down to the wire, just relax, suck on a lollipop, drink your coffee, let the game play out how it's going to play out, because you have no control over it. All right. So now let's get into post game. Okay. Post game. I used to call these, well, I still call these, the dreaded car ride home. This was always my least favorite part of playing sports, was driving home. If my mom and my dad both came and they came in separate cars, every single time I'm going to pick my mom. Dad, you know this. If my dad's listening, he knows this already, so it's okay. But the reason why I didn't like riding home with my dad is because he would analyze everything, analyze what I did wrong, mostly what I did wrong. I don't really remember talking about what I did right, which is what we'll get into in a second, but always analyzing what I did wrong, where I wasn't good enough, where I needed to be better, where I needed to be more like such and such and so and so. And it was just like this never ending thing. And even when we got home, it was like still talking about the game. And at that point, I'm like, man, I just want to relax. I just want to eat my Chick-fil-A or my Arby's. I just want to chill. I just want to watch TV. I just want to hang out with my friends. Like, I don't want to keep thinking about the game, because I'm already hard enough on myself as it is. I don't need you to also be hard on me. Okay. So after the game, same thing with pregame. If your daughter likes talking about it, then have the conversation and let her lead the conversation. Let her lead the conversation. And number two, if she doesn't want to talk about it, don't talk about it. Like, I know that's like, it's very, very simple, but it's not always easy. Straight up ask her, hey, Sally, do you want to talk about the game after the game? No, Dad, I don't. Okay, cool. We'll just go get dinner and we'll just live our lives. Right? So just have the conversation. If you want to talk about the game, if she wants to talk about the game or not. And if you do, let her talk about it first. So one thing that I tell my girls to do when they're doing their post-game routines is to do their post-game routines before they talk to their parents. Because a lot of times they'll only believe they did well if their parents told them they did well. And I want them to come up with their own conclusions first. So I want her to figure out, what do I need to work on? What did I do well? And then you can come in and also be like, yeah, you know what? I think you did this really well. But if you're going to talk about it, let her always guide the conversation. let her come up with what she needs to work on, and then feel free to give feedback from there. And then always, always, always tell her what she did well, and try to focus on the controllables. So try to focus on, hey, your effort after you made that mistake was really, really great. Or when you came off the bench, your energy was great. So try to focus on the controllables when talking about the things she did well. All right. So let's kind of do a quick wrap up. Number one, pregame, the biggest thing is like, just ask your daughter if she wants to talk about it. If not, like, just let's just say, don't talk about the game pregame. Number two, in game, make sure you look, focus on your body language. Make sure that you're not yelling random commands, and make sure that you're not getting all stressed out when it's down to the wire. And then post game is, again, ask her, do you want to talk about it? Yes or no. If she does, that's great, but let her lead the conversation. And then always, always, always say a few things that she did well, few things that you're proud of, that kind of thing. All right. So I hope this was helpful for you. If it was, number one, share it with another parent. Number two, please leave a review. If you listen to this, this podcast and you like the podcast, please take a few minutes. I would be so appreciative if you would leave just a quick rating and review. That way more parents can reach it. And I'm trying to really grow this podcast and get it out to more people. So I'd be so appreciative if you take the time. And again, if you want to learn more about the Alpha Empowerment Circle, which is our brand new membership community, click the link in the show notes below. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to build this over the long haul, and I would be thrilled to build it with you. All right. Thanks for listening in, and I'll catch you on next week's episode.